I am the vice chair, and since Sandy is out, I will be chairing this meeting. Also, bear with me because I'm pretty sure I have the flu. So I will mute myself pre any coughing fits, but I'm a little ditzy tonight. We'll just do our we'll just do our roll real quick. And our icebreaker for tonight is your favorite self-care activity. So you can be thinking about that before I call on you. First up is Ashley, if she's here.
I'm so sorry, I was in class, but my
Oh,
favorite self. I'm sorry?
I said hi. I can't actually see everyone because we're on Teams, and so I can only see that image. Glad you're here.
Oh, well, my favorite. I'm so sorry, I couldn't hear. I was in class, but my favorite self-care activity is to get a matcha latte. I feel like that's like a nice little treat, especially after stressful exams.
I
That's my
love
little
that.
self-care activity. Yes.
That's a good one. Okay, Brianne.
Yeah, I would say that I think that. My favorite self-care would be, I'm currently walking my dogs. It would be yoga.
That's a great one. Chad.
Yeah, actually just got back from that, walking the dog.
Got a lot of dog walkers. Okay, Elma.
I like to paint my nails and watch TV a few times a week.
What shows?
Oh, I've just finished Landman. That was a good one.
I'm next on the list. I used to kayak before I had small children. I've probably only done it twice since. I should do more of that. I actually kayaked self-supported from Bonneville Dam to Astoria a few years ago, and people thought I was crazy for that. So, Franklin. Franklin Johnson here. I can't see everybody. Guess not. Okay. Dr. Fisher.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'll join the chorus. Early morning dog walking
Oh.
when I'm the only one in the neighborhood walking around.
That sounds fun.
By the way,
Lori.
Emily, if you go to the panelists list, you can see who's on. If you can't see everybody's picture, just click on
Oh, there we go.
people.
Art gallery. Nope. Well, that's fine. Oh, that worked. Okay, cool. Okay, Lori.
Hi, all. I'd love to think it's an. I like walking, but what I really love is curling up with a fire on a rainy day and a good book.
That sounds great. Laurelyn.
Like everybody else, I like to walk my dog, and I also like to play tennis to take out any frustrations on the ball.
That sounds fun too. Mark Collier.
Go for
I think you broke up. What was that? Is Mark on?
Maybe we come back.
Okay, we'll come back to
He
Mark.
was here. Let's come back to him.
Okay, Marla.
Could you tell me again what you're asking? I think I figured it out, but just in case.
Your favorite self-care activity.
Oh, well, this time of year especially is walking on trails in the desert.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Michael Watkins.
Hi, good evening, and I apologize I'm driving, but I'm going to join the club with everybody else. There's a nice little Fort Yamhill State Park down by where I live, and we take our dog up there and walk all the time.
That sounds really fun. Paul?
I belong to the Furstenberg Community Center, and I go there and work out.
That's a good one, too. Scott Johnson?
Yeah, I'm still going down the list trying to find one. I guess doing a dump run.
Oh, yeah. I can get, yeah, I agree with that one.
So I don't clean out the garage, doing a dump run. So
yeah. Tracy Fernandez.
Yeah, so I have to say my early morning workout and my evening glass of wine. Start the day off right and end the day right.
Sounds good. Tyler Clary.
Yeah, for me it's also the I'm traveling right now, and I may cut out at some point. I'll try to stay as long as I can here. Thanks.
Okay. Counselor Young, because you're filling in for Counselor Fuentes.
Sure. For me, it's basketball. I always have a million thoughts racing through my head, and basketball is the one activity where all of that stops, and the only thing going through my mind is basketball. So it works for me.
That's great.
Yeah. Dr. Melnick?
Early morning walk works for me.
And Andrea?
Good evening. I like a good hot yoga session.
Oh, yeah. Dana?
I love gardening and designing new flower beds.
I love that. Jerry or Gary? Sorry, don't know the CCPH staff too well.
Jerry's not here tonight. Sorry, I forgot to take him off your list.
That's all right. Jeff, what's your favorite self-care activity?
So if the weather will cooperate, a round of golf, and if not, an old episode of the Andy Griffith Show.
Dr. Da Silva Batia.
I think I'm going to say also a walk. I like to try to do that on my lunch break and sitting down in the evening with a good show.
Sounds good. You guys have given me a lot of good self-care ideas, mostly getting a dog. I think what I need to do next. Do we have any members of the public? Want to welcome you and say hi. Mallory, do you know? I can't quite see him on my.
We do. It looks like we have phone numbers. I will unmute you with the person's phone number ending in 6456. If you could please introduce yourself.
Mark Collier.
Oh, sorry, Mark. It did not come up with your name. I apologize. How about the person phone number ending in 9141?
Hello?
Yes, Mark. Hi. Collier.
Hi. This is Kimberly Goheen Elbin, live citizen of Clark County, Washington, USA.
We haven't reached the point for public comment yet, but we just wanted to welcome you.
Oh, and so I do have a question, though. Are you having dinner while we have to wait? And we heard
no,
everybody.
Just,
wonderful.
We're not. Just wondering. Just part of our meeting.
Thank you.
So, yep. And our other
one ending in 2678. Would you be able to introduce yourself?
Guess we'll get to them with public comment time. Did we have one more, or was that it?
I believe that's it.
Okay. Yeah. So, if I believe we do have a quorum. Mallory sent out the minutes from our last meeting, and you probably all had the opportunity to read through them. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
This is Paul. I'll move.
And do we have a second?
Marla, I'll second.
Is this the part where I say those who want to approve the minute say aye?
Aye.
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 The ayes have minutes are approved. And then next up, it's Dr. Melnick sharing about our deputy director position.
Good evening, everyone. So we've got four strong candidates that completed the first round of interviews with our leadership team. And now we're doing our second round of interviews with those candidates, with managers from across our department. So based on how that goes, I'm hoping to be able to rise above the others in that second round, and we'll have somebody that will be able to hopefully offer, you know, if everything checks out okay, offer the position to. That should be by within the next couple of weeks or so.
That sounds good.
Anybody depending on when they start, they may be ready for the, may even be available for the retreat. I, you know, it's, that's kind of pushing it, but you never know.
Sounds good. Okay, so we do have an opportunity for public comment now. Public comments do have to address one of the items on our agenda, which today is honestly pretty sparse about website updates and all of that. So we have 1 minute to speak on whatever agenda item. Kimberly, since I know you're on the phone, do you want to go first?
Yeah, Kimberly Goheen, Elvin. Well, I have an issue with that. I read your ways to speak publicly, and 1 minute isn't enough. And I believe that we get 3 minutes. And then I was going to ask for one more minute because of the issues that I've had today with, I believe maybe a few of those people are there on your online system. So I'm going to hold off for a moment here. I'm asking for 4 minutes, and I'd like to speak.
And
it doesn't say that it's on agenda items only. Is it agenda item only, or is this the public time to speak?
It does. It's on agenda items only, and it's different than some of the other public opportunities. So,
I did not read that it said agenda items only, and I might be mistaken, but I am definitely going to look that up.
Would you like to make your public comment now?
Your website says 3 minutes is what I read.
Would you like to make your public comment now?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
So, go ahead. Per your guidelines and your policy and RCW's law of the land, common sense, and taking into consideration the website issues and no email or phone messages replied, I'm now stating that I will take 4 minutes to put on my concerns on public record, and thank you for your approval ahead of time for the added minute for a Patriot citizen to address this advisory council. First, I wrote an email last week, and I'm going to read it real quickly. And I'm a little bit caught off guard because fact is, I thought we've got 3 minutes, but it says, God day. I'll be speaking on the Public Health Advisory Committee on March 4th of 25 at 5:30. I have a few concerns and ask that you forward this email to the Clark County Manager, Kathleen Otto, and put this to Public Health Advisory Committee and put it to public record for this particular meeting that we're speaking at right now. This is an email to put to all of the above public comments records. And then it goes on to say, first important issue is the phone in. When I call in, the answer service for Clark County Public Health, 564-397-8000, this is what I hear when I call. Here's a quote. You have reached Clark County Public Health. To continue in English, please press 1. That
we
message must be updated. I have an issue on that because I do have some medical issues that I wanted to speak about.
I'm sorry. You're more than welcome to have an opportunity to bring this up next time. Does anyone else have a public comment? Do we have another? Moving past public comments, Dr. Melnick, if you want to talk about the website update.
Let me unmute myself there. So, just to give you a bit of an update, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and other federal agencies are reviewing their websites in response to President Trump's executive order. So you're probably aware of that, but during the process, that review process, some of the CDC web pages have been unpublished and data sets have been removed. And our website, Clark County Public Health website, has links to many of the CDC web pages and has data products that use the CDC data system. So we have, over the last month, we've experienced some broken links that to the CDC web pages that have been unpublished, and along with disruptions to the CDC data systems that have impacted our online data presentations on our website. So some of these have been resolved. Some of those pages get back online at the CDC, and others have continued to be disrupted. Because of those changes, we've added a notice to our website telling visitors that some CDC links and information on the public health website may be unavailable. So the message is, some CDC webpages and online data products are experiencing disruptions while being reviewed for compliance with President Trump's executive orders. As a result, some links and information on our public health website may be unavailable. Those messages are very similar to what the CDC itself has posted on their website. We're going to continue to monitor the CDC website, and when the CDC completes its review and updates to website content and data, we, Clark County Public Health, will evaluate the impacts and update our own website accordingly. So that's kind of where we are. It's a transition stage. Things are being reviewed, and some of those pages are going down and then coming back up. And we'll keep folks posted and keep the people who visit our, the folks who visit our website, will continue to notices about that. I don't know if anybody has any questions. I might, just as an example, we have our online health status story map as part of our, community health data piece. And that was taken offline briefly, but then came back online when the CDC data was available. That's just an example of something that's happened in the last month. I think that there were some CDC pages with HIV treatment information that were unpublished, but then came back online. So it's an evolving situation. And if anybody has any questions.
I thought that I heard, but wasn't sure if the the Healthy Youth Survey was pulled.
Wasn't the Healthy Youth Survey. It was a national, it's called the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, the YRBS. That was down for a while. I'm not sure it's back. I think it came back up. And there may have been some changes to it in terms of the data elements as well.
Gotcha. Does anyone else have any questions for Dr. Melnick about the website stuff? Also need to talk about our Board of Health FAC retreat planning. So Dr. Melnick, that one is also you.
Yeah, so our plan is to have the board, God, I don't have the time in front of me.
I can help with that.
But it's going to be, go ahead, Mallory.
Sorry. The meeting will be held on March 25th, and it will be held at our Luke Jensen Bud Van Cleve room from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I will be sending a calendar invitation out to everyone before Friday this week. So just keep an eye out for that and accept it if you do plan to attend.
Thank you, Mallory. I just found the, it's right in front of me here. I apologize, but thank you.
Any other questions about the retreat? Anybody? Anything else to say? I'm looking forward to it. Next up is our membership update. So we've been looking for someone from the Clark County educational community to join FAC. We've been looking for a while. We did receive one applicant recently, and we're going to continue accepting applications for the position through March. I had reached out to, we've had the position open for a while, but I finally reached out to the Vancouver School District Family and Community Resource Coordinators, and I'm really hoping to hear back on that. But if you guys have anyone else that you know from the educational community, whether or not that's even a teacher who wants to get involved, or I, like really anyone else that is either in K-12 or higher education or even early education in Vancouver, so we can have that voice as part of our council, that would be really good. So I think Mallory, you had updated the, or whoever updates it, had updated the length of time for the posting online. So please send that out to anyone you know in the education community. With that, do we have any community updates from any of the things that you guys are involved in? Lori?
Yeah, thanks. So I'm trying to speak up a little bit more on this, and I represent the social services, and I work specifically with the YWCA. So just thinking about the impact of domestic violence and sexual assault on public health, certainly some of the stuff we do of just recognizing what we're seeing now of victims not always having extra concerns in coming forward if they either may not be documented or might not have, might have family members who are not. And so real concerns about that. So thinking, how can we best serve and support survivors? Because wanting them, if they choose to report, wanting them to have the safety to do that or to seek protection orders, if that's what's needed for their safety planning. We also work with the Clark County Volunteer Lawyers and several other organizations to provide a free legal clinic, Latinx clinic. And we're looking at doing that differently again, just taking safety into account. So there, I shared something from our aspect. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing that too. It's, I think, really helpful for all of us, working in different industries and with different populations, to know like what resources are available. So again, I can't see everyone if they're like raising their hand. So if there's anyone else who has something to share. Nope. Okay. With that, this is a very, very short meeting, as we kind of expected. Oh, Mallory has something to say.
Yeah, sorry, I should have added this after we discussed the retreat, but due to the retreat taking place on March 25th, our FAC meeting was also supposed to take place that same day. So instead of having two fairly long meetings all in one day. We are going to cancel the March 25th FAC meeting. So our next meeting will take place, which now I'm stepping on your toes, Emily, so I'm sorry, but it will take place on April 22nd. And that one will be in person at Center for Community Health, dinner at 5. More details to follow.
Thank you for that. Anything else from anybody? Otherwise, we will adjourn our very, very short half hour meeting and look forward to seeing you guys later this month.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks.
Thanks for a good job.
Thanks. Even well sick.
Thank you.